this is the
throat.
Okay. And this is a
hand. Hands. Palm. Fist. Fists.
And this is a
joint.
Okay. And
shoulder. Okay. Shoulders.
Okay. And
leg. Oh, the whole thing.
And I have my shoes in on
foot.
Okay, and two of them are feet. Okay. And let's see. Some of these hippies grow a
beard
so long that it will sometimes fall down onto their
chest.
Okay. And someone who has been sick might look kind of
pale or even peaked.
Okay. What is it? What is peaked?
Peaked does not have his proper color. He is somewhat pale and he looks rather ill.
Kind of thin.
Rather thin.
Okay. Well, what other expressions would you have any more that you ordinarily use for that?
Well, he could simply look puny.
Okay. How about if he looks like he's really getting well again, he might look
well. Well, he is improving.
Okay.
He looks better.
Okay.
He looks healthier than
okay.
he did.
And, well, would you ever say to someone, or say of someone, he's real strong now, or stout?
He's stronger now.
Okay. Comparative.
Yes. I wouldn't use stout except as a rather literary word, or as a word to mean fat, overweight.
Okay. And someone who's always happy and pleasant to be around, you say?
He is cheerful. He is outgoing. He's pleasant. He's nice.
Did you ever say good night?
He's good natured. But good natured might carry with it the idea that he will accept minor discomforts or minor puddings upon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anybody that can stay cheerful, I think you're.
Huh?
Anybody that can stay cheerful must be unhappy. Okay, well, something that's real ordinary, you can find it anywhere you say that's real ordinary.
It's common.
Okay. And what do you ever, what does that mean when it applies to a person?
It means below the acceptable level in social graces, even perhaps moral values.
Okay. And what about someone who is very active and
is effervescent. He's active. Maybe the more general word, cheerful, vigorous.
What about, would you have any special ones for young people or old people?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, did you ever use lively?
Lively? Oh yes, of course, one would.
Does that apply more to young or old people?
Lively would apply more to the very young or to the very old.
Mm-hmm. How about spry?
Spry would apply to the very old, but not to the young.
Would you use that?
I would use it, yes. Probably semi-facetiously concerning
uh-huh.
the old.
Uh-huh. Okay.